For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Last September, the Memphis Public Library system began to reinvent itself. Maybe a better term is rebrand. The strategy was dubbed Start Here, and that comes with a hashtag, of course. But what does that mean exactly, Start Here? Renee Davis-Brame recently visited one library in Whitehaven to find out what's new and different.
School's out at Robert R. Church Elementary, and there are two lines of kids leaving for the day. One's headed to their waiting parents in the car pickup. Another is making a beeline to the public library, maybe 30 to 40 kids. Some will do homework or play video games. Others will enjoy the library's after-school program. This is all part of what the Memphis Public Library calls Start Here, a strategy to expand the meaning of the word library.
My only hope is that we are doing this community justice.
Jamie Griffin is the branch manager at Whitehaven Library. The word shush is not a thing here.
We are definitely a center for all ages, without a doubt.
In 2016, library officials hired research group Little Bird Innovation and the advertising firm of Doug Carpenter & Associates to think about ways libraries could remain relevant to millennials and beyond. One solution? Give individual branches unique personalities. Then get people through the door. Memphis Library's Twitter feed now uses the hashtag StartHere to let people know about classes, lectures, exhibits, and yes, even concerts like this one. Here's Hope Claiborne Band in the middle of the Benjamin Hook Central Library. Not found in the card catalog. Back in Whitehaven, the main focus is on kids. One popular evening program is called Teen Haven. Kids 13 and up can hang out in a safe space with computers, online games, board games. They can also just sit and talk.
People find solace in this space.
That's Bertram Williams Jr., who develops programming at Teen Haven.
There is a true sense of family, and that's what I feel like makes this space a community. It is truly a community hub.
The program started in August, and it was so popular that younger kids wanted their own space. Now there's Tween Haven as well. Part of Williams' job is just being the kind of adult that kids can talk to, a super librarian, if you will.
The sweet spot is in like the genuine eye contact and finding out, you know, what's really going on the day-to-day.
And that's just what D'Angelo Howard, a seventh grader, says he needs in his life and in his library.
When you come in, they'll show you love in here.
For most kids, like 13-year-old Alexis, it's a chance to unwind.
I either get on the laptops or I play Connect Four or some other type of games.
But sixth grader Courtney Fleming, who's in a program called the Whitehaven Boys Squad, is there for the life lessons.
It's to encourage boys to stay off the streets and things like that and don't let bad things get in your mind.
After the first month of Start Here, 2,600 new library cards were issued. Twitter engagement rose by almost 90%. Each branch now has its own Facebook page. As the campaign continues, libraries will keep evolving. Two branches, South City and the Randolph branch, are due for exterior renovations with community input. Officials say that these efforts, in time, will help libraries and communities move forward together. Or, as Courtney Fleming might say,
I think I'm on a great path.
For WKNO News, I'm Renee Davis-Brame.
This story was written in partnership with High Ground News, and if you're in the mood for a puppet show, a ukulele class, some adult bingo, or just a good book, visit memphislibrary.org. This is WKNO News.